Your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunny skies for today with a high near 92. Isolated showers and thunderstorms for tonight with a low around 70. Showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow with a high near 91. Tomorrow night, showers and thunderstorms low around 67. Saturday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Sunday, scattered showers with a high near 91. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman. Currently, it's 66.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has appointed a commission to examine policing and other racial justice issues and named the superintendent of Topeka's public schools and a state university administrator to lead it. Kelly issued an executive order yesterday to create the Commission on Racial Equality and Justice. She said it would focus first on relationships between law enforcement agencies and the communities they police and develop policy proposals for state and local officials. The Sunflower State has seen its largest jump in coronavirus cases in more than 6 weeks, with an increase of more than 500 cases in 2 days. The state health department yesterday reported a total of 12,970 cases of the coronavirus, up 4.1% from Monday. Governor Kelly has urged local officials to postpone lifting their last restrictions on businesses and public activities for another 2 weeks. Ray Everett, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build, we built. Masks, ventilators, shields. When local communities and frontliners needed support, Ford dealers answered. And now we're open and ready to serve you. With special offers like 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Stop by a Ford dealership or go online. We've made it safer to shop, easier to buy with 0% APR financing for 72 months across the Ford lineup. Built for America. Built Ford proud. Available on select 2019-2024 vehicles only. Not available on Super Duty, Mustang, Shelby, GT350, GT500, F-150 Raptor, and F-650 and 750. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Program number 21142. Residency restrictions apply. For all offers, take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 6-1-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
A lawsuit accuses the top election official in Kansas of violating the state's open records law by refusing to release the names of people who cast provisional ballots or say whether their votes were counted. The American Civil Liberties Union of Kansas sued Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab in Shawnee County District Court this week. A lawsuit yesterday seeks a court order forcing Schwab to disclose the information. It was filed on behalf of voting rights advocate Davis Hammett and Loud Light, a nonprofit group whose mission is to increase voter turnout. Riley County health officials have declared 2 outbreaks of coronavirus in Manhattan. During a Zoom news conference yesterday, health officials linked the outbreaks to the Kansas State University football team and the Aggieville Business District. At least 30 cases have been tied to gatherings in Aggieville. One business has been closed in the district due to the virus, and health officials say they're monitoring another business that they will close if needed. Kansas, Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Bail has been set at $1 million for a resident physician who is charged with fatally shooting her husband in front of their 2 children while stopped along a Nebraska highway. The Omaha World-Herald reports 31-year-old Kathleen Jordan initially was held without bond on charges of second-degree murder and use of a deadly weapon to commit a felony. Judge Jeffrey Whiteman at a hearing yesterday said she must surrender her passport and remain in Nebraska if she's able to pay 10% or $100,000 of the amount. 11 GOP attorneys general are weighing in on the congressional debate over policing amid the national push to stop racial bias in law enforcement. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton and others sent a letter this week urging congressional leaders to ensure police officers' safety as Democrats demand changes in police tactics and accountability. The letter comes as a Republican policing bill stalled with lack of Senate Democratic support. Mid-America Network News.
When America needed us to build...
Everyone in Northeast Kansas is looking to resume normal activities. One of those is healthcare. Community Healthcare System is taking every precaution to maintain the highest level of safety. So don't put off checkups or other needed medical care. Call for an appointment knowing that we are carefully screening patients and visitors, as well as our associates, while doing extra cleaning, infection control training, maintaining social distancing in waiting areas, and much more. For more details, visit chcsks.org. Community Healthcare System. We are here to enrich the health and lives of the people that we serve.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A first positive test for COVID-19 arrived in Marshall County Wednesday. The patient is under quarantine. The Marshall County Health Department will be conducting contact tracing for those who have been in contact with the affected individual. Those who are at an increased risk for community spread will be contacted if known and should monitor at home for symptoms. County Health Officer John Ryan was a recent guest on our public affairs program.
It's going to continue to be with us at some level for a period of time. Most experts feel it'll be here until we get a vaccine. Safe vaccine probably is not until after the first of the year. There's always the question of these pandemics having a second wave. So I think we all should still continue to be cautious. Being in large groups is dangerous. That's almost where all the outbreaks have occurred. Of course, most commonly in nursing homes. Anywhere there's a group tied together for any length of time, there is a risk. I think all of us should continue the basic recommendations of trying to maintain spacing, recommending wearing a mask. Overall, I think Kansas has not been overtaxed like many areas have, such as New York. Not that it can't be. We still aren't out of the woods with it.
Dr. John Ryan, Marshall County Public Health Officer, was a guest on our recent public affairs program. An 11th positive case in Cloud County, which is now considered community spread, is reported. Over 150 individuals have been identified as close contacts stemming from a positive case in Republic County who have been identified and are in quarantine. Those contacts include students at Concordia Junior Senior High, a graduation party, and sporting events. On Wednesday, a line of cars several blocks long waited for testing at the Republic County Health Department, testing those who were thought to have been in contact with a positive case in the county. In total, some 500 people from multiple counties have been placed under quarantine orders for close contact. Many were thought to have been exposed this past weekend. Monitoring will continue for the next 2 weeks. The Riley County Health Department says it has seen a large spike in COVID-19 cases. According to the latest numbers, they have 24 more cases since Monday. Half of these cases are young adults between the ages of 18 and 24. On Monday, they had 24 new cases from over the weekend as well. Currently, there are 83 active cases in Riley County. They announced on Monday they were adding more restrictions to restaurants and bars because of the increase. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly signed an executive order Monday that will help make renewing driver's licenses easier for people across the state. The effort offers temporary relief from age restrictions that prohibit applicants 50 years of age or older from applying to renew their driver's license online. Under the new order, all drivers under the age of 65 are permitted to use the online renewal system. The online renewal only applies to those with no changes and does not include the real ID option, which is being initiated at renewal time. The order remains in place until rescinded, until July 31st, or until the statewide state of disaster emergency expires, whichever is earlier. Locally, the driver's license office at Seneca is now open by appointment. Marshall County is completing setup of a new office location in the courthouse. They hope to announce a reopening in Marysville in coming weeks. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office says it's investigating a string of road sign shootings. Sheriff's deputies received reports of an ATV driving around shooting on Saturday shortly before 9 p.m. Upon arrival, they found several road signs which had been shot on Antelope Run Road, Bigelow, Wilson Creek, Shady Lane Road, McKimmons, Pheasant Run, and Myers Valley Road. According to the Sheriff's Department, the ATV is black with a cab and a bed. They're asking the public's help in identifying those responsible. Contact the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office. Frankfort City Council was to hold a special meeting Wednesday with an attorney update follow-up to a recent town hall meeting on wind turbines. Consideration of extraterritorial zoning was among topics brought forward by a grassroots group at that town hall in an effort to have a voice on setbacks and other requirements. Former USD 364 Superintendent Bill Mullins passed away Wednesday. He had battled cancer in recent years and resigned a year ago to focus on his health after serving the Marysville District for 5 years. Bryce J. Height, age 64, formerly of Marysville, passed away May 21st. A funeral service is planned Friday, June 26th, 10 a.m. at First Christian Church, Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Bryce Height. Walter Procipio, age 79, passed away June 17th in Arizona. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 2 until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Walter Procipio. Marjorie I. Potts, age 90, of Salina, formerly of Oquito, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Potts. Jill Matthew, age 61, of Home, passed away Wednesday. Private services will be held. Visitation Saturday, 3 until 7. Family will see friends Saturday from 4 until 6 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Jill Matthew. Melba K. Coffey passed away June 21st. A memorial service is planned at the Frankfort United Methodist Church at a later date. They will have a private graveside service. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Melba Coffey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, cheeseburger soup. Double check, should be salmon, macaroni and cheese, broccoli and cherries. For tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potatoes, carrots, and rosy applesauce. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
HMAC presents Shakespeare's Much Ado About Nothing in the Kester Park in Marysville this Thursday and Friday evenings at 7 p.m. Some blankets and chairs will be available. You're asked to bring your own lawn chairs or blankets with social distancing in effect. Performance 7 p.m. on Thursday and Friday evenings for Much Ado About Nothing in the Kester Block Park, Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Plenty of sunshine for today with a high near 92. Winds out of the south around 10 to 15 miles per hour, could gust as high as 25. Isolated showers and thunderstorms for tonight with a low around 70. Showers and thunderstorms for tomorrow with a high near 91. Winds out of the southwest around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy skies with showers and thunderstorms, low around 67. Saturday, partly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 87. Winds out of the southwest around 5 miles per hour. Saturday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low around 69. Sunday, scattered showers and thunderstorms continue, high near 91. Winds out of the south around 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms, low around 72. Monday, mostly sunny with scattered showers and thunderstorms, high near 91. And looking ahead to Tuesday, partly sunny skies with a high near 91. I'm meteorologist Emily Chipman.
Average high temperature late June, 87. Recent record high, 95 in 2012. The average low, 65. Record low, 49 in 2004. We received no precipitation overnight here at studios in Marysville. A rather narrow band of showers and thunderstorms bisected a listening area, extending from Beatrice southeast, clipping the northeast corner of Marshall and southwest part of Nemaha County. Sunset this evening, 8:58. Sunrise in the morning at 6 a.m. Increasing east-southeast wind with 69 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 25th of June. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Life has changed, but some things remain the same. We all still get up every morning, and our cars still have cup holders. And our cup holders are still meant to hold cups. Large cups that hold our favorite morning beverages. Beverages that make our mornings a little brighter and a little more normal. Sonic's Morning Drink Stop. Large drinks for 99 cents and large specialty drinks for $1.49 before 10 a.m. For contactless ordering and payment, order ahead in the Sonic app. Tax not included. See menu for details. Mobile ordering available only at select locations for a limited time only at participating Sonic drive-ins.
Big changes for golf and Ezekiel Elliott on his recovery from COVID-19. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The PGA Tour says stricter COVID-19 protocols will be implemented following three confirmed positive tests prior to the Travelers Championship in Cromwell, Connecticut. Changes include additional testing for players who take tour-arranged charter flights between events and stipends for players and caddies who test positive and are required to self-isolate. PGA Commissioner Jay Monahan.
I am very, very comfortable, very pleased, very confident in the health and safety program that we have.
Bubba Wallace says NASCAR did not overreact in investigating a noose that was found in his garage stall at Talladega Super Speedway.
If you were in my shoes, and I doubt anybody could walk in my shoes, especially at this moment, you would go down that route just time and time again.
The FBI determined Wallace was not the victim of a hate crime. This is ABC Sports. After receiving a positive COVID-19 diagnosis 10 days ago, Dallas Cowboys running back Ezekiel Elliott said he is back to feeling normal, but has not been cleared by doctors to work out. Speaking on a Twitch feed, the three-time Pro Bowler expressed concern about coaches and players' safety as the NFL prepares to proceed with training camps next month amidst the pandemic.
A lot of people have kids. You know, they may have kids with asthma. They may have newborn babies. Their parents or grandparents may live with them. And that we have to find a way just to make sure that the players and their families, and even and the coaches also and their families, aren't put at risk.
The Washington Redskins have announced the removal of former owner George Preston Marshall's name from the team's Ring of Honor. Marshall was the last NFL owner to integrate his franchise in 1962. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. Bayer yesterday announced a series of agreements that will substantially resolve major outstanding Monsanto litigation. The announcement includes a settlement on U.S. Roundup product liability litigation, dicamba drift litigation, and PCB water litigation. According to Bayer, the main feature is the U.S. Roundup resolution that will bring closure to approximately 75% of the current Roundup litigation involving approximately 125,000 filed and unfiled claims overall. The company will make a payment of $8.8 billion to $9.6 billion to resolve the current Roundup litigation, including an allowance expected to cover unresolved claims, $1.25 billion to support separate class agreements to address potential future litigation. Bayer also resolved dicamba drift litigation for payments up to $400 million and most PCB water litigation exposure for payments of approximately $820 million. The Senate Ag Committee yesterday passed the U.S. Grain Standards Reauthorization Act of 2020 by a voice vote. The bill extends the authorization for the Federal Grain Inspection Service at USDA to continue providing inspection services and to maintain an official marketing standard for certain grains and oil seeds. The bill now heads to the full Senate to consider the five-year reauthorization. Senate Ag Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas says the entire federal grain inspection system needs the certainty, predictability, and transparency that the reauthorization bill provides. Debbie Stabenow is the ranking member of the committee. Said the bill protects the interests of American farmers and ensures the credibility a reliable producer of high-quality crops. Robert says the bill has wide industry support. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Hello and good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, let's take a quick recap on how things finished up yesterday, as it was a more negative day than what we may have thought for. Of course, the stock market plummeted with the biggest resurgence in coronavirus concerns since June 11th. The Dow Jones, S&P, and the NASDAQ all over a 2% decrease. Looking through the ag commodities, it was a nice start to the day yesterday, but eventually finishing mostly lower pretty much across the board. We'll look at the grains first. July corn finished down 0.75 cents to 3.24 and a quarter. All the other back months down, including September, finishing at 3.27 a bushel. Chicago was in the red for wheat. Kansas City wheat also down 3.75 cents for July at 4.31 and a quarter. September at 4.39 and 3 quarters. That was down the same mark. However, spring wheat did see a little bit of gains. July soybeans eventually finished down 4.25 to 8.70 and 3 quarters. August down 4.5 to 8.67 and a half. Soybean oil sharply lower, down 52 points to 2065, but soybean meal did finish up 40 points to 286.70. Cotton, though, finished rather grim. July cotton finishing down 138 to 61.66. October and the rest of the back months back under 60. A brief recap of yesterday's livestock. Again, started off the day well, but eventually finishing mostly lower. June live cattle volatile, finishing down 22 cents to 93.30. August down 85 to 96.35. Feeder cattle did see some gains in the late fall months, but August was down 32 cents to 132.87. September down 30 to 134.17. And nothing but red for the lean hogs. July down 97 to 45.92. A rather abysmal day for the energy markets. Crude oil dropped 236, hitting 38.01 a barrel. Unleaded gas dropped a dime, sitting at 119 a gallon. Heating oil down a nickel to 115, and natural gas finished down 4 to 159. Gold and silver traded slightly lower, though the dollar index showed a little strength yesterday. Sam Speck with your markets here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture, of course. Some more tips from our gardening guru, Jim Fazell, today, right after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
Depending on where you're at, you've either got too much water, not enough water, too much heat, not enough heat, and everywhere in between. That's why Jim Fazell, our gardening guru's advice, may not be spot on for you, but he's still very interesting to listen to.
A couple of things that need to be done. First of all, we've had very little rain. I think in the past week I've had maybe a trace or maybe a tenth of an inch in my rain gauge following this tremendous amount of rain that we've had throughout the spring. When we have that amount of rain, we get excellent percolation. The moisture runs through the soils very quickly. The soil dries very quickly, and as the water runs down, it pulls in air. So people need to be checking to make sure that some of the plants that they put in, the annuals and vegetable plants that they've put in, are not wilting due to dry soil. This time it's going to be dry soil, not wet soils. They've dried out very quickly. So go out and take a check. Dig down around the plant a little bit with a trowel and see if the soil is dry down there. If it is, put on some water. Soak these little plants. Give them an inch of water if you put your sprinkler out. So you can't wait for these plants just to wilt and expire because of being dry. You need to take care of them.
And how much water?
Well, if you put a straight-sided can, a coffee can, or something like that underneath the sprinkler, measure the amount of water in that can. When you get an inch of water in the bottom of the can, you know you've got an inch of water pretty well throughout the area the sprinkler is covering. That's the amount that you want to use per time. Put down an inch of water. When you've got an inch of water down, turn the sprinkler off, put it away until things begin to get dry again, then set it up, set your system up. Set your coffee can out there and put on another inch of water. 1 inch of water is just about what we need in our soils around here to go about a week. And if we don't get it in normal rainfall, we certainly have to provide it because that's what our plants expect from us.
And what about mowing the grass, especially if it gets dry?
We keep on mowing as soon as the grass gets up to 1.5 times or maybe 2 times as high as you want to keep it. Keep mowing. If you collect the clippings, be sure you put those in compost or someplace where you can take advantage of the organic matter. The worst thing you can do is to just dump them in the garbage, but you can put them in the recycler as well. But mow when the grass gets up to mowing height. Mow it back down to 2.5 inches. That's the proper height to keep it here. It looks a lot more attractive if you keep it at the right height. If you keep it too short, it'll burn out. If you keep it too tall, it falls over. So 2.5 inches when it needs it.
Back after this.
Why did the soybeans plant cross the road? To get to the greener, healthier soybean fields on the other side. A field that had been treated with Mirvis Neo fungicide. Thanks to a high-performance SDHI that delivers broader disease control and a better plant health benefits, Mirvis Neo delivers a difference that even your soybeans can see. Learn more about growing greener, healthier soybeans at SyngentaUS.com/MirvisNeo. Always read and follow label instructions.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. Sunny and 70 with an east-southeast wind. Highs in the middle 90s. Summer sets in today. More humid conditions as well. We had quite a lightning show off to the north and our east last night, but otherwise no precipitation at all here at the studios in Marysville. A narrow band of showers developed out of southeast Nebraska, pushed into northeast Kansas, cut across our listening area with just over 3/4 inch reported near Home City and a report of 2.5 inches near Axtell overnight. Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Start time 10:45 with 120 crossbred steers and heifers weighing 3 to 575, 45 mixed steers and heifers weigh 5 to 7, 10 black steers and heifers 5.5 to 6, 16 black heifers, 6 to 7, 55 black steers, never 6 to 750, and 7 black steers weighing 7 to 7.25. Those early consignment listings for the sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Reminding you, the cafe is open for lunch and dinner on Thursdays, featuring several specials and prompt service.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, good Thursday. Manhattan, Kansas, Riley County health officials have declared 2 outbreaks of coronavirus in the Little Apple. Health officials yesterday linked the outbreaks to the Kansas State University football team and the Aggieville Business District. At least half the cases reported in Riley County are young adults aged 18 to 24. At least 30 cases are related to gatherings in Aggieville, and one business in the district has been closed due to the virus. KWCH-TV reports health officials said they're monitoring another business and will close it if needed. Kansas City Chiefs holding training camp in the KC metro area for the first time since 1990. The NFL laid out a policy for teams to remain at their team facilities this summer due to the coronavirus pandemic. In a statement, the team said, "We appreciate the overwhelming support of Chiefs Kingdom and the St. Joseph community and look forward to returning to Missouri Western State University in preparation for the 2021 season." Mid-American at Work Sports.
Rashes, scrapes, bumps, and bruises. All summertime hazards for kids. We will help with some household first aid alternatives on the Old Farmer's Almanac radio report.
No one plans to get sick or injured. But when life happens, it's important you and your family are protected. Kansas Farm Bureau health plans are there to provide continued health care coverage to meet your needs. Choose from a broad range of individual and family plans. And if you're over 65, we have options for you too. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com. or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
These days, no one can afford to take the risk of being without financial protection against high health care costs, not even for a few days. Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans offer short-term health care coverage to fill in those temporary gaps. Short-term health plans can provide you with medical coverage when you are between health plans, helping lower your potential financial risk. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, June 25th, the 177th day of the year. Singer Carly Simon has a birthday, and author George Orwell was born in 1903. For kids, an occasional bump, scrape, or bee sting is par for the course in summertime. And if your first aid supplies are depleted, there are everyday household items that can provide some relief. For bee stings, cover the area with toothpaste. The alkaline content helps to neutralize the acidic venom. Poison ivy or other rashes can be soothed with a simple paste made from baking soda and water. And if your toddler overindulges at a picnic or birthday party, give them a bit of papaya fruit. It's been used for centuries to aid in digestion. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about natural remedies at almanac.com.
KNDY. She was dancing in a sundress under a Carolina sunset on the last night of Merlefest. Told me she ain't missed one since the summer she turned 18. Hit that road on a gypsy dream, hitchhiked a ride in a beat-up van, following her favorite band. And now she's a Bonnaroo baby, Coachella crazy. She'll be poking out in Newport. You've probably seen her before, up at Lollapalooza in the mud at Wakarusa. She'll be at the hangout down in Alabama. Just look for the girl in the blue bandana. Smoke was in the air. We were chilling in some lawn chairs, saying we wish we could have seen what stopped. Told me she was leaving in the morning, headed down to New Orleans. Said, boy, you ought to come along. And I know I should have come. She's a Bonnaroo baby, she's coach and crazy. She'll be poking out